as he was found by a housekeeper with two dead snakes in his hands the next morning.
F1 has to be the best boat in the entire world.
What makes photography so great?
Well, blame the Greeks.
Do you want a challenge for your brain? Do you want to learn a topic fast from a specialist in the field? Well, welcome to Fast Masterclass. In this podcast, each week we'll have a different expert on a specialist subject of their choosing, from biology to World War II to the history of rubber duckies. Our experts pick any subject in the world and have 30 minutes to jam my head full of as much knowledge as possible, and I have to try remembering as much of what they say as possible. At the end of the 30 minutes, the experts will ask me a series of quickfire questions about what I just learned. Based on how many I get right and wrong, the expert can tell me if they think I pass or fail their Fast Masterclass. So, who is my first expert? The first specialist subject. The thing that's going to kick off this podcast with a bang. None other than the guru of Greek heroes, it's Devin! Welcome Yay. To the podcast, Devin. How are you feeling today?
I'm tired, but I'm ready to do this, so let's have some fun.
I guess it is kind of like really early in the morning for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you again for doing this. So I see that you wrote down that your specialist subject is Greek heroes. Is that right?
To an extent. Majority of it is more just Greek in general, but just so that we're not jamming you too full of Greek, I've decided we're just going to narrow it down to specifically Greek heroes.
Okay, and what does that entail, Greek heroes? Can you give me a brief explanation of what we'll be learning about today?
All right, so today we're going to be learning about three specific heroes and their stories that made them popular. We're going to be going over Theseus and the Minotaur, Perseus and Medusa, and then Heracles and the 12 Labors.
How long have you been interested in Greek stories?
I've been interested in Greek stories for a very, very long while. I think since like middle school-ish, I've had like kind of an obsession with the idea of Greek mythology and all the different monsters and gods that you can find and research about. So ever since then, I've kind of slowly been widening and broadening my horizons with Greece.
Okay, and the final question before we begin, what got you interested in a specialist subject to begin with?
So originally, you know, Greek mythology is one of those things. Everyone knows about Zeus. Everyone knows about Poseidon. What really got me into it was there is a specific Greek goddess by the name of Nyx. She's the goddess of night. And what really got me being like, oh, wait, this is interesting, was there is a specific story about how she basically is the only goddess that Zeus fears, because Zeus's domain is the sky. And Nyx, being the goddess of night, can take away the sky from him. So she technically has full control over Zeus, whether he likes it or not. So from then on, I was kind of like, oh, wait, this is actually kind of cool.
Oh, my God. I can just imagine the scenes. He thinks he's all high and mighty, and then Nyx just comes along and is like, twice.
That's exactly it.
Okay, perfect. Are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready.
Then, ladies and gentlemen, the time starts now.
All right. So we are going to be starting off with the story of the Minotaur and Theseus. Before Minos had become king of Crete, he asked for a favor from the gods to prove himself worthy over his two brothers. Poseidon decided to send him a sacrificial white cow. The cow itself was enough for him to become king and considered worthy. But since he did not complete the ritual that Poseidon had offered, Poseidon, out of spite, made a deal with the goddess Aphrodite to have his wife, Pasiphae, fall in love with the bull. She decided to have a great inventor by the name of Daedalus build a faux wooden cow to consummate her love with the cow, ending with her pregnant with the Minotaur, a half-bull, half-man hybrid. But after it was born, due to its anger, Minos had decided that he would enlist the help of Daedalus once again and build a labyrinth to put the bull in. After all of this, Minos decided to declare war with Athens after his other son had tragically died in some form of games. But when this did not go so well, the king decided to cry for his dad, Zeus, for help, who cursed Athens with plagues and famine. To stop these plagues, Athens had to sacrifice 7 men and women to the Minotaur to be killed. One of these times, specifically the third, the prince of Athens, Theseus, offered himself up to defeat the Minotaur, saying if he won, he would change the sail to white once returning home. Once in Crete, Ariadne, the daughter of Minos, fell in love with Theseus and offered to help him in return for marriage, giving him a ball of thread to escape the labyrinth. Heading inside, he used the thread to leave a trail, and once in, he killed the Minotaur with his bare hands, using the thread to make it back to the entrance before heading back to Athens without Ariadne, in which he forgot to change the sail from black to white, which made his father kill himself, thinking his son was dead.
Damn.
Very tragic stuff.
Are the other two stories going to be this dark?
Yes, dark.
Right. Oh, goddamn. Right. How much darker can it get than father kills himself?
You'll just have to see.
Okay. Sounds good. Are you ready for your second story?
Absolutely. The second story we have is Heracles and the 12 Labors. Now, for people who don't know, Heracles is the true Greek name of the one Hercules. Hercules is actually the Roman interpretation of this story, but we'll be talking about Heracles. Heracles born another one of Zeus's affairs, this time with Alcmene, an affair that lasted one night, which was actually 3 days, for Zeus had ordered Helios not to rise so he could have more time with Alcmene. Zeus did this by pretending to be Alcmene's husband. Learning about this infidelity, it angered the goddess Hera, which was Zeus's wife. But when Heracles was born, his original name was Alcides, deciding to become Heracles in a sort of way to spite Hera. But at 8 months old, Hera sent 2 snakes into Heracles's chamber and kill him as an infant, which ultimately failed as he was found by a housekeeper with 2 dead snakes in his hands the next morning. When he was an adult, Hera caused him to go mad and kill his wife Megara and his children. Fleeing after realizing what he had done, he went to the Oracle of Delphi, who, under Hera's influence, told him that he needed to serve King Eurystheus for 10 years. Eurystheus told Heracles to repent for his sins. He must complete 10 labors, which inevitably became 12 as 2 more were added. The original 10 were slaying the Nemean lion, which was a lion that could not be defeated by human weapons.
Oh, whoa. You're like, oh yeah, go defeat a lion that can't lose.
Nope. But it was actually interesting because the way that Heracles defeated the lion... Two very different iterations. In one of them, he used the Nemean lion's own claws to kill it. In another, he strained it.
But you said it can't die to weapons.
It didn't die to weapons.
Well, I mean, suffocated. I think its fists count as weapons.
Well, blame the Greeks.
Sorry, next continue.
Next up, he had to slay the Lernaean Hydra, a 9-headed sort of dragon-looking snake that once one of its heads was chopped off, 2 more would grow back in its place. Capturing the Cernian Hind, which was one of Artemis's deer that she absolutely loved, but after explaining what his task was, she allowed him to continue. Capturing the Eurythmian boar, cleaning the Aegean stables in a single day, slaying Stymphalian birds, capturing the Cretan bull, stealing the mare of Diomedes, obtaining the belt of Hippolyta, and obtaining the cattle of the three-bodied giant Geron. But since for two of these labors, first up, since Heracles accepted pay for the Aegean stables and got help when killing the Hydra by requesting his nephew to burn the stumps where the heads were after they were chopped off, Eurytheus considered these tasks technically not finished, deciding to add two more labors to Heracles' list, the two being stealing three golden apples of the Hesperides and capturing and bringing back Cerberus from the underworld. You know, the three-headed guard dog.
Yeah. Hades' best friend.
Yeah, the puppers. But yeah, very different story than the Disney Hercules movie.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't think they could really add some of those into the Hercules movie.
I don't think they could kill Meg.
I also don't think they could have showed, like, what was it, the nephew or, like, the cousin of Hercules burning the stumps of the Hydra.
Well, they technically did. I mean, if you watch the movie, he kills the Hydra.
Yeah, but not in, like, that gruesome of details.
That's true. But for our last story that we're going to be going into, this is going to be the story of Medusa and Perseus. Okay. Now, I will disclaimer here. Medusa's stories are ones that are very complicated, as there are many, many different iterations. The first, which is sort of the one that's, like, not as common, but I have, from what I've read, is perceived to be the original story. Medusa was born a Gorgon with her two sisters. She was never, you know, nothing else happened to her. She was a Gorgon to begin with, being born of two sea gods. Not one that we're going to be going into here. But the one that is more commonly known is the story of Medusa, Poseidon, and Athena. In this story, Miss Medusa had some form of relations with Poseidon, whether consensual or non-consensual. This was done in the temple of Athena. Now, Athena, again, this story can be taken either way. It can be taken as Athena, out of pity for this young woman, Medusa, decided to bless her with the gift of no other man being able to see her. While on the other side, also could be taken as a curse from Athena that no other man shall look at Medusa. What remains the same in this story is the powers of Medusa in turning men to stone and her snake-like hair.
Wow.
But, yeah, oh yeah. Poseidon is not a good man.
Poseidon is... they're all kind of dicks in Greek mythology, aren't they?
Hey, don't say that. They're going to come after you.
You're right. Oh, they're going to strike me down. Okay.
Perseus. Which, completely different thing. Perseus was sent to fetch her head by King Polydectes, as the king wanted to marry Perseus's mother and use this as a sort of way to get him out of the way and shoo him off. Hearing of this task, the gods decided that they would help Perseus out and give him many gifts for this quest. Specifically, four gifts. First off, he was given a mirrored shield by Athena, sandals with golden wings from Hermes, a sword from Hephaestus, and a helm of invisibility from Hades. Using the mirrored shield, Perseus was able to get close enough to Medusa and behead the Gorgon, bringing her head back as a sort of trophy, showing it off to Polydectes. But once dead, Medusa was actually pregnant with Poseidon's children, giving birth through her neck to Pegasus, the winged horse, and a giant wielding a gold sword, Chrysor. And those are your three stories.
And our time is up. 30 minutes have passed of learning, so now it's time for the long-awaited quick-fire questions. Devin will now ask me a series of quick-fire questions about what we all just learned, so you, the viewer, can play along at home. I hope you're paying attention. Ready? Just say your first question when you like.
Alrighty, we're going to be going in order, so we'll be starting with Theseus and the Minotaur. First question. What did Poseidon send Minos?
Like the bull.
Alright, I'll take that. Alrighty, who built the labyrinth? This one is multiple choice. A. Ariadne, B. Pasiphae, C. Daedalus, or D. Theseus?
Okay, well, wasn't he Theseus? Because he got someone else to do it. What were the other three?
We have A. Ariadne, B. Pasiphae, or C. Daedalus.
Oh, I don't even remember Pasiphae. We'll go Daedalus. I'll go C.
Question three. Who put the curse on Athens?
Zeus, son of.
Question four. What color was Theseus supposed to change the sail to once returned?
White, because he kept it black, and then the father saw it, and he was like, oop, and then he jumped, and then splat, and then he died.
Great. What did Ariadne give Theseus to escape the labyrinth?
Oh, no. Is string?
I will take that. All right. Moving on, we now have Heracles and the 12 Labors. Wow, not me getting it wrong. Alrighty. What did Hera send to kill Heracles when he was 8 months old?
The two snakes, because he was in like an infant, isn't it? And then, like, yeah, and then the housekeepers found him.
Who is Heracles' dad?
Okay, I'm gonna be so honest. I have no idea. However, this is my logic, right? You're gonna listen to my logic.
Okay, we're gonna listen.
I can't remember, but I'm gonna guess Zeus. Because what hasn't Zeus f***ed?
Alrighty.
We're gonna change that answer in post. I'm gonna guess Zeus, because by the sounds of it, Zeus has had relations with everything on the planet at some point.
Yes, we keep it PG.
Yes, we'll keep it very PG.
Even though none of this is PG.
None of it, not a single bit
Alrighty.
Of it.
Alrighty. Now, I want you to name two of the original 10 labors.
So one of them was slaying the Hydra, because
correct.
He chopped off the heads and then they kept on regrowing. And one of them was capturing a bull, Cretus bull? The Cretus bull?
It was the Cretan bull, but Cretan. I will take it.
Damn it. Close enough.
Close enough. Alrighty. This was real quick, so I hope you were listening. Who was Heracles' first wife? If you've seen the movie, you should know as well.
Oh, I have literally no idea. Not even the slightest clue.
Oh, she's pissed with you. Alright. Now, why were the last two labors added?
One of them was because he got help with the Hydra. Because he got like his nephew or his cousin to like burn the stumps.
Correct.
And I have literally no idea for the other one, to be honest. Can I get half points?
Yes, you'll get half credit.
I will take half points.
All right, last up, the story of Medusa and Perseus. All right. What was Medusa's curse, and who cursed her?
Well, story Medusa says that any person she looks at turns to stone. However, I'm pretty sure you said any man that looks at her turns to stone. And I have literally no idea who put it on her, but I'm going to guess Zeus, because Zeus is not a very
Zeus.
Good person. Yeah, it always leads back to Zeus somehow.
Why was Perseus sent to kill Medusa?
Perseus was sent to kill Medusa. Wasn't it just that the king wanted to
had relations with
his mother or something?
PG.
The king wanted to, like, marry his mum.
Alrighty. What were the four items given to Perseus? You do not have to be specific.
Oh, thank God. I'll be honest, all I was thinking at that point was... because I do remember one of them, which was Hermes, because Hermes gave his sandals. And I remember at the time I was thinking, who the hell gives your sandals to somebody to help them with killing Medusa? Like, what?
You do know Hermes' sandals actually make you extremely fast.
Oh.
That's like the whole thing of Hermes, is that he's extremely quick.
Okay, but I mean, like...
There you go.
With all due respect, if you were to come up to me and you were like, hi, I need to go and fight a monster, right? I'm not going to look at you and go, ah, my shoes. You should have my sandals. Put them with socks on and you can rock with the ladies.
Okay. Other three.
There was the one from Hades, the helmet. And then it was like a sword and a shield.
Correct. Alrighty, finally, who was Medusa pregnant with?
The person who impregnated her, or what came out of her?
What came out?
Oh, yeah, no, we talked about this. It was the Pegasus, and it was the giant with the golden sword. Don't ask me to remember its name, because I cannot for the life of me.
Alrighty. So, with that being said, all of our questions have been answered.
So,
all right.
How did I do?
So, I will say there was a couple things you did not get right, but for the most part, you did remember a good chunk of it. To go into the ones that you did not get correct, the first one you did not get correct was remembering the name of Heracles' wife, which, to my fans of Disney out there, is Megara.
Oh, no.
Megara. You sound so enthusiastic.
I have never heard this name before in my life.
Really? Have you never seen the Hercules movie?
I have never seen the Hercules Disney movie.
Okay.
Small but irrelevant little side tangent, by the way. I haven't seen majority of Disney movies.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What am I doing here? I should have quizzed you on Disney movies.
We could have just watched the whole movie and just been done with it. That's the whole podcast. It's just us sitting here and watching the movie on a Skype call.
And then for half points, the two labors that were added... So the reasons that they were added were, yes, because he enlisted help of his nephew, but he also accepted pay for when he cleaned the Aegean stables.
Oh, so it was work, but...
No, it was slave work.
But he got paid for it.
And that's why it didn't count, was because he got paid for it.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't really like slave work as much as it was work if he's getting paid for it. Like, it's still slave work, but it's...
The two other labors were added because he accepted money.
Yeah.
Those two labors wouldn't have been added if he didn't accept the money.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying him accepting money didn't really make it, like, slave work as much as he made it, like, an honest day's work. Because if you're putting in the effort and you're getting a reward for it, then that's just... work. That's not like... Do you understand
also,
what I'm trying to say?
Also, yeah, no, I get it. I get what you're saying. But on the flip side, he still got punished for it.
Okay, yeah, good point.
You don't get punished for getting money for doing work.
Well, I mean, depends on the business you're in, but, you know.
Oh, that's true. We're not going to get into that. Alright, and then with Medusa, you sadly only got half credit for who cursed her.
It wasn't Zeus.
It was not Zeus.
Oh my God. Is this the first story that Zeus is a good person?
Because he wasn't there.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Lovely.
This was the one story Zeus had nothing to do with it.
Oh, Zeus. Why do you have to be such a bad guy?
Well.
But yes, instead of Zeus, it was actually Athena who cursed her, because the infidelity, let's just say that, of Poseidon and Medusa was committed in the temple of Athena.
Oh, wait, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Sorry, I kind of zoned out for that part. You don't with a woman in another woman's house.
Yes, so the whole reason that the curse was placed upon Medusa was because it was all of that was done in the temple of Athena.
Sorry, I can't get over that.
Well, you also got to think about the fact, depending on the story that you're reading, either it was done consensually and Medusa said, okay, let's do it in the temple of Athena, or Poseidon assaulted Medusa in the temple of Athena.
Oh, goody gumdrops. Wait, but then in that version of the story, isn't that just like blaming the victim?
That's why what Athena did to Medusa can be taken as either a blessing or a curse.
Right, okay.
Because it's the idea that if it was done intentionally and Athena did curse her, she cursed her so that no man or person shall lay
would ever do it to her again. Right, okay.
But if it's a blessing, then it's they will never do it to her again, and that no man shall harm her.
Okay.
So, double-edged sword. That's why the story of Medusa can be taken in many different ways, because there's many different iterations of it.
Makes complete sense.
Now, that is all that you got incorrect out of a total of 14 questions.
That was a lot of questions I got incorrect.
It was, what, two?
Two? What?
Yeah, because you got half credit.
Let's go!
And one half plus one half makes one.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Half credit works out in the end. We win these, boys.
Yeah, half a credit.
So, how did I do overall?
You did pretty well. I mean, for admitting that you spaced out during my class. I think you got a solid B on your test.
And now, for the million-dollar question. Devin, do you think I've passed your fast masterclass on Greek heroes?
Well, Mr. Connor, I will have to say, you're going to need to start paying more attention in my class, but you have passed.
Woo!
First masterclass of your podcast.
Let's go. Let's go. Oh, I shouldn't clap actually. I'm having a mini celebration over here.
You're like, woo, spacing out works.
Hey, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Don't pay attention in tests. Just space
don't
out and
him.
Answer half
Please
the questions.
Pay attention to your test.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me in this very first episode of Fast Masterclass. I hope you all enjoyed very much. And if you did, share this with a friend to test them on their knowledge of Greek heroes. Thank you all for listening, but keep those brains active, because more expert insights are coming your way soon. You may have mastered today's facts, but let's see if you can keep up next time. Goodbye.